the support service to the committee, treasury officials, and other people who might be in attendance. You are also welcome. The meeting is officially open. Let's move to apologies. Are there apologies, Alan Tebogo?
Chair, apologies from Dr. George and then Mr. Kwankwa.
Okay. Those are the two apologies that we have. Item three, consideration and adoption of the committee report on budget vote 8. I hope honorable members have received the report late yesterday. You have gone through the report. Thanks to the research team led by Dr. Sopen, the secretariat, Alan Tebogo, and everybody who's part of the support team. We know it's not easy to produce reports of this nature within a short space of time. There's a lot of work to be done. Honorable members, we will not go through the introduction overview. That's the background. We'll move right away to observations and recommendations. sorry, 6.1. Okay, go straight to observations and recommendations. Okay. Then there's that background of Dr. Masondo's comments. Then right there at the end, it says that the committee believes that for the vaccine strategy to work, government will need to expedite the testing, and approval of other credible vaccines instead of having access to only the Pfizer and the Johnson & Johnson vaccines. Any comment in this regard, 6.1 on vaccines? Of course, this is the responsibility of the Department of Health to make sure that it broadens procurement of various brands in regard to vaccines. So I believe they've got a strategy to roll out vaccines, but it was strongly recommended that it should not be restricted to the two suppliers. Alan, you will assist me with members who might be raising hands. Okay, agreed. 6.2, in regard to the bills that include the FIC, SARS, the committee requires National Treasury to give it a more workable legislative program for the year to enable the committee to plan accordingly. Have we received the program, Alan, from Treasury in regard to all those bills which are in the pipeline?
Not yet, Chair. I'll follow up with Cindy again.
Okay. 6.3, Public Procurement Bill. The committee believes that the bill will assist in consolidating the fragmented procurement regime in the country and help to root out corruption within the procurement system. Among other, the committee again urges Treasury to prioritize this bill. Last time I heard them saying that the bill will be tabled in December. Is it still so? Is there somebody from Treasury here? I see Cindy is here. Who else is here?
Yeah, even in the observation chair, it is stated that it will only be in December 2021.
December 21? Will Parliament not be rising? Mm-hmm. So, Cindy, do you have information in regard to this bill? You can't hear us. But yes, Alan, I can see Cindy here in the platform, but it sounds like she can't hear us. Okay, we'll come to that. We'll have to follow up in this regard.
If I may come in, Chair.
Yes, Dr. Yeah.
Yes, Chair. Yeah, no, well, the question was asked during the proceedings last week about when this bill will be introduced, because you remember that every year the committee always asks National Treasury about when the bill is going to be introduced, since 2016, I think. But this year it was not on that list of bills that were written in the presentation. Yes, they said it will be introduced only in December 2021. And I thought that it's important to put it here because the committee always puts this. Because you remember that, Chair, you also received a delegation from people outside Parliament wanting to meet you in Parliament. And one of the issues that they raised very strongly is this public procurement bill. So I think it's important that it's there in the report to always remind Treasury that out there people are waiting for this bill.
Okay. No, Dr. Lopez, we'll make follow up so that by the time we finalize this report, we have got the information as to where is it in the pipeline. So that we are able to make a proper recommendation. But I think we have done the recommendations last time in November. So we'll have to find the statement in such a way that it's a follow-up.
Yeah.
6.4, the committee will schedule separate briefing soon in order to receive an update on the IFMS project and its timeline for completion. In the briefing, the committee expects to be briefed on the resolution of the recurring adverse audit findings on this project and all consequence management thereof. Are there comments on 6.4? I think it's straightforward. Because what we are saying is that we'll have to get a briefing. We'll have to schedule a briefing to get more details about this project and as to whether there are consequence management. 6.5, the committee believes that the audit action plan should form part of the annual performance plans with measurable targets and outcomes and urges National Treasury to consider this. Any comment?
Chair? No, it's fine. I think it's on 6.6.
Oh, you're
I have no qualms with 6.5, I agree.
Okay. Let's move to 6.6. It's in regard to vacancies. Another contributing route highlighted by the AXA, however, is the instability and prolonged vacancies in key positions. In this regard, the committee urges the minister to prioritize filling of vacancies and acting positions at senior management level in National Treasury and in the entities across the finance portfolio. Honorable Murolo.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and good morning. No, I was going to say that we should contextualize this instability, because we can't just say instability as if the department is in a state of instability. I was going to suggest that instability created by prolonged vacancies in key positions. Because if you leave instability as it is, then you're suggesting that there's general instability and it does not have a context.
Okay. No, I think we get the point, and you're quite right that it should not be sound like this general. It's pointed towards the vacancies that are there, which have to be filled. So, Dr. Floppe and your team, you would have to paraphrase that. 6.7, Operation Vulindlela. The committee notes that while this is a project between National Treasury and Presidency, there are specific and core business operations performed by the National Treasury that can be met just. So the committee welcomes that National Treasury plans to include Operation Vulindlela in its annual performance plan from the next financial year going forward. Okay. Any comment? Okay. Yeah, Honorable Abra.
Yes, I think we must also be very clear on this observation that the Treasury has indicated that the Deputy Minister will lead the process. We must be clear on that. But secondly, Chair, as much as we appreciate the move for Operation Vulindlela to be included in the Treasury plans, but I think let us also call specifically for that program, the program of Vulindlela separately to be presented to the committee. Much as yes, the capturing is quite good. However, let us call for its presentation on the side to the committee as Operation Vulindlela, and indicate that we know also that the ministry is taking it seriously and has appointed the deputy minister to lead it. But I think because the opposition parties, okay, let me say it, opposition parties always hamper on this issue, and therefore it should come very clearly on the observations. Sorry for that.
Okay. We'll have to do so. Thanks, Honorable. GTEC, what is it? GTEC 6.8. The committee will invite GTEC to the next quarter meeting in order to learn more about its plans and work, including on the jobs fund and the municipal finance improvement program. So we noted progress registered by GTEC, so therefore we want to be briefed more on their successes and their program moving forward, how to strengthen finance management. Any comment? 6.8. Okay. 6.9.
So I'm going to people suggest that under 6.8 we must just correct the English there. So we say that the committee will invite GTEC. We should either say to its next quarter meeting, not to in the next quarter meeting.
Okay, you are right. There are two conjunctions there. And the English teacher keeps quiet about that. I don't know why.
You have to stay up to pick up these things sometimes.
Okay, thanks, Mrolong. Where are we? We're going to 6.9. Notes the work of the National Treasurer on the funding of the. There is it called anti-gender or gender-based violence efforts under Program 1. In view of the escalation of gender-based violence, especially violence, the committee would like to be briefed in more detail on this in the next quarterly briefing. Okay. The thrust is clear that we'll have to get a briefing from Treasury on activities in regard to gender-based violence with specific reference to the funding. Any comment? Agreed. 6.10, the committee knows the one of the targets under Program 3 is to identify and approve 20 catalytic projects in specially targeted areas. The committee expects to be briefed more on this project and its expected impact on service delivery, growth, and development. Any comment? Great. 6.11, committee knows the SAT Research Initiative, which is a collaboration between UN University, World Institute for Development, Food Research Institute, South African government, including National Treasury. We note that Treasury plans to public 50 research
proposals. It's supposed to be published, I'm correct that.
Oh, plan to publish this program on such broad themes as enterprise development for job creation, public revenue mobilization for inclusive development, macro funding, inequality. Okay. Yeah. It's more of an observation on what Treasury, in collaboration with those institutions mentioned above, is going to do. Any comment? Okay. 6.12. The committee knows the Deputy Minister's update on the establishment of the State Bank. The committee is concerned that there seem to have been no tangible progress in this regard, as it received the same update. Last year, the committee was informed that the memorandum on the establishment of the bank was ready. The committee urges the Minister of Finance and the Deputy Minister to expedite this process. It also urges Treasury to put back on its agenda the financial sector transformation summit, which was promised several years ago. Any comment, 6.12?
Maybe even here, Chair, we need to we need to indicate that the department needs to nudge or whatever verb we use there, neglect, in order to speed up the process of hosting the financial sector summit, because obviously they did indicate in the last meeting that it's a neglect process, but we are oversighting them to say to them they must be part of the collaboration to ensure that the summit comes to fruition.
I'm just saying,
Chair, that we need to include in our observation and recommendation the element of NEDLAG, so that we don't seem to not know what they have said about the delay of the financial sector summit. Thank you, Chair.
Yes, it's noted.
Okay, your input is welcome. Honorable Abraham. 613, the committee knows that although ongoing, the pension fund reforms have been quite slow, the committee also notes that the reason for the slow progress was largely due to the complex discussions at NEDLAG. I see in brackets any recommendation. Over to you, honorable members.
Chair, can we not receive a report in our next quarter briefing with respect to progress made in this regard?
Okay, that is the recommendation by Honorable Mrolong. Okay, agreed. Agreed.
Agreed.
614. The committee knows the encouraging trajectory of recovery at SARS given its recent unstable past. The committee further welcomes the additional revenue of 56 billion collected by SARS in the previous financial year, despite the increased expenditure. So, the committee welcomes the positive development from SARS. It's more for noting. 615, the committee welcomes the uplifting of the freeze on critical posts at SARS and its recruitment drive to fill over 340 posts. The committee believes that this will enable SARS to operate more effectively in collecting revenue and serving the public in the coming year. It's more of nothing, and we welcome that. That's an obvious issue.
Just to check whether at this point,
Honorable Abraham, we are missing you. Mrolong.
Chapman.
Why are you going to cry? It's not like Swaz Renek.
Yeah, it's bad. It's terrible.
Hey. 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 Why are you going to cry Swaz Renek, Mrolong?
There is. I'm using it.
Why you put a project on the picture if you are using Wi-Fi?
Sometimes the network can be quite bad. Connectivity can be quite bad.
Oh, sure, the tower, they are not strong.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Noxy, you will come back. Let's move to 616. Committee welcomes the assurance from SARS Commissioner that SARS will not hesitate to act against anyone who does not comply with the country's laws, no matter their standing, political affiliation, or position in society. The committee further welcomes the assurance that SARS case selection methodology is politically neutral and guided mainly by compliance risk. Any comment? 616. Okay.
I think it's straightforward, sir. We agree.
Yeah, it's an observation. 617, the committee notes the commitment from SARS to comply with the minimum requirements within the next 5 years in relation to people living with disabilities. The committee will hold SARS to these targets. Agreed?
Agreed.
618, the committee is aware that South Africa is one of the few countries that are already collecting VAT from the digital economy and commends this. The committee recommends that while National Treasury participate on the OECD, it should work in collaboration with African Tax Administration Forum and the African Union in order to strengthen the interest of developing countries in global digital tax regime. When this global regime is fully developed, developing countries should be able to collect income tax made by big corporate with a high economic presence in their jurisdiction. Any comment?
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. Yes, Kosan.
Yeah, Honorable Chair.
Hello, Chil.
Stokoze.
Yes. A corner man, the well, the lapel. No, sir, Togos, as cousin. The last item, recommendation, observation, and recommendation. The committee knows the comment by the commissioner when he answered questions from the committee on 5th May that there is over 400 billion that is owed by South Africans in bank offshores. In the next quarterly briefing, the committee requires SARS to brief it on the successes and challenges of implementing of the automatic exchange of information framework. Okay. Any comment?
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed. I think that is the last observation and recommendation. Can someone move for the adoption of the report?
I move, Chair.
Honorable Mrolo moves. Zanel, where are you? I see the platform.
I'm here, Chair, but I'm voting now to Cape Town. I'm already in the flight, so I'd like to participate.
Can you second?
I second, Chair.
Seconded. Alan, any announcement? Tomorrow we are meeting, isn't it? 9 o'clock.
Yes, Chair, tomorrow is the follow-up meeting with the PRC, AO, Independent, and then Mr. Maponya, 9 o'clock.
Okay. Does it? And Alan, who is DADLT? Because this is not the name of a person, it's just something else.
I think that is probably the Democratic Alliance's research unit that's joined the platform. I think it is. Maybe they can just identify themselves.
DADLT, can you identify yourself? Because it's important that we have names of people rather than acronyms. Who's DADLT? Bully Lewis is not here. Dion George, who's here from the DA? Alan, is there a member of parliament from the DA who's in attendance?
Not that I can see on the platform, Chair.
Next time, let's make sure that we admit proper names. Joseph Maswanga, but if I write other things which you don't understand, it's a problem for the security of this platform. You remember it has been raised several times since we started last year. So we need to get everybody who attends to be properly accredited so that we take the responsibility of not admitting people who come using maybe company names and other acronyms. If somebody attends, whether it's from research or is a stakeholder, he should log in through the proper name. That's very important because from time to time, there are security breaches in regard to these virtual platforms that we are using. Thanks very much, honorable members, support team. The meeting is adjourned. We'll meet tomorrow 9 o'clock, same platform. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Chair.
Sir Togoz.
Togoz, I'm going to go.
Yeah, what corners? What's your voice?
Hey, I'm going to go.
Nama dogo